Nigeria is home to a growing number of technology companies and young business leaders. Some business leaders have been seeking government help for their startup companies. Recently, several young entrepreneurs competed for a chance to tell President Muhammadu Buhari about their companies. Nigeria's technology sector is growing, in part because of ambitious entrepreneurs like Angel Adelaja, a Nigerian-American. She is chief executive officer of a company called Fresh Direct Nigeria. It seeks to reduce the country's dependence on food imports by growing cabbage and other vegetables in containers.
We take a 20-foot container that you would put a car in to ship, and we kit it with hydroponic farming technology, and we farm vertically, and we're growing premium produce, vegetables, cabbage, lettuce, so many different things inside the containers.
Fresh Direct Nigeria is designed for the expanding class of health-conscious people who live in the city. A business called Grit Systems Engineering manufactures a device for measuring energy use. The company is the idea of Ifedayo Oludapo.
I am the founder of Grit Systems, and what we make is a web-enabled multi-source energy monitoring device. It's kind of like a utility meter, but it measures power consumption from all the different power sources you have, which is a big deal in an under-electrified environment like Nigeria.
Emma Okene leads Trackology, another Nigerian company. He and his team created a barcode that is placed on the front gate of a person's home. By using a device that reads barcode information, waste collection crews will be able to know if the homeowner has paid for their services.
Once the utility provider comes to the house, all he has to do is just scan this barcode, and he knows in real time whether you've paid for that waste or whatever service he wants to offer you, and he renders it.
A total of 30 tech entrepreneurs competed for the chance to meet with the Nigerian president and vice president. Three were chosen, including Emma Okene of Trackology. He won a prize of more than $8,000. Last week, the Nigerian economy entered into a recession for the first time in more than 20 years. Government revenue is sharply reduced because of the drop in oil prices worldwide. So the government is interested in supporting technology companies, hoping they may be able to fuel the economy. Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg was at the competition last week. He spoke at the end of his first visit to Nigeria.
You know, this trip has really blown me away by the talent of the entrepreneurs and the developers in this country, and by the focus on building something that's going to make a difference and going to make a change. I think that if you keep doing this, you're not only going to shape Nigeria and all of Africa, but the whole world.
Nigerian government officials hope one of the startup companies can be as successful as Facebook. I'm Christopher Jones Cruz.